Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to episode 264 of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Katie.
And this episode is sponsored by Jen Howard. Thank you, Jen.
Thank you, Jen.
Thanks, Jen. Well, this episode was supposed to be a part three, but it's not. So today we will be discussing part one of chapter 22 of Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince after the burial. So make sure that you have read the chapter and you're ready to dig your way through the details.
Hey!
But before we begin, we have weekly profit news with Meg's Mouse Tales.
Meg's Mouse Tales! Hey, it's me, Meg's Mouse Tales, and I have two pieces of weekly profit.
Two?
Yes. The first two. Is one that I came across because a content creator that I follow on Instagram posted this like adorable video of them decorating their hair. They have like a Harry Potter room. Amazing. But they like had this video of them decorating their Harry Potter room for Halloween, and they had these window decals, and I was like, oh my God. Window decals, those used to be my life when I was little. It would be like we'd go to Pacatan's, we would get window decals for every freaking holiday, and yeah. I would always decorate my bedroom and my dresser mirror.
Nice.
Sometimes I would sneak some in the bathroom mirror too with window decals.
I feel like they get all like curly and fall off.
I know. So like I think that the way that you have to install them, like Now people like have proper instructions. It's not just like, oh, you peel it off and you stick it there.
Stick it on.
They're
what
like,
is this?
Spray some Windex and then it on and like squeegee it on. And then it like
squeegee.
Yeah.
Can you buy special mini squeegees?
I don't know. Probably.
Yeah.
But anyway,
bring old any old squeegee.
Conquest Journals. They partner with a lot of different fandoms and create like planners every year, and they have had a Harry Potter one for a couple of years, and they do have another one for 2023, and it's really cute. They have a dated and an undated. The undated one is like Honeydukes themed next year, and it looks really, really cute. But they also have a line of window decals.
The story.
The dated planners, the Marauders map.
Oh
yeah, it's really cool.
I need a new planner.
So the window decals, they have like four different ones. They have one that
they're
is
pretty
just,
cute.
What?
I said they're pretty cute.
They're really cute. So they have a Honeydukes one. They have just like a Hogwarts house one. They have like a house, or like a whole Hogwarts decal. What is the word I'm looking for? Crest. They have like the Hogwarts crest, and then they have like some Quidditch things and some potiony things in the DA. That's another set. They have a Christmas set with like a pretty Hogwarts crest with like a wreath around it, and then like Christmas like geometric-y Christmas trees. And then they have another one that is just like, it's called the Dreaming of Hogwarts collection, and it's got like the Hogwarts Express, it's got the actual castle, it's got like the ticket, a chocolate frog, potion bottle. It's just, it's really cute, and they're only $14.99, and I think I really want them for my bathroom mirror for the holidays. And also maybe like the door going out to our porch. I think that'd be cute.
That's cute.
I don't know, especially because our living room is Scotland themed, so like it would fit in. Okay. Anyway, I thought that that was really cute, and I thought that everybody would like to know about that. I
need the adorable.
Yeah, I'm sending the link in Discord for everybody to look at all of the
already
Harry Potter stuff that they have. Because they also have, like, list notepads. They have, like, a weekly planner notepad that's Honeydukes themed that you can just, like, fill in if you want to do it, like, by the week. I really like that one. And that's actually on sale right now. It's only $9.99. But yeah, they have a ton
I've never even stuff. Heard of this stuff before.
I've gotten one of their planners before, and it is really nice.
Are they thin?
No.
They're thick.
Yeah.
Two C's?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're nice.
Let me take a gander at this. You know how I feel about Honey Dukes.
I know. So the other news that I have, I'm going to preface this with,
it might not be true.
Know how true this is. Yes.
This could be all fabricated.
Because there's this website called WDWNT. They're kind of questionable. They usually put out like Walt Disney World / theme really park questionable. News. They are very clickbaity.
Are these the same people who do our favorite reports on like Food and Wine?
Yes.
They're hilarious.
I will admit, though, their reviews on things at Disney are like hilarious, because if they don't like it, they will tell you.
Yeah,
they can be really savage, but it's hilarious. So anyway, there's this website called Screamscape.com, and they just like continuously post updates about the new Universal Park Epic Universe that is coming. So according to them, it's like basically confirmed that the Ministry of Magic attraction is happening. And it will be at Epic Universe. There will be like a Wizarding World of Harry Potter section confirmed for Epic Universe. As of right now, via Universal, the only land that is 100% confirmed is Super Mario World.
Right.
That is it.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of speculation and a lot of talks that there would be a Wizarding World section.
Wait, is sense. The monster section not confirmed? Like the old timey monsters? Yeah.
I thought that one might be too. It might be those two.
I'm excited.
I don't know
that.
Where you would find that information.
I don't remember.
Remember how mad we were that cafe closed?
Yeah. And I never got to eat there. That's what I get for walking by that place and being like, next time.
Fools! Right? All of you!
Now it's just a freestyle station.
So this website is claiming that the interactive wands will be integrated over here as well, but they will be upgraded. So I wonder what that
means. Those are like, are they 60 now?
They're 60.
60 a pop.
Or 65.
60 or 65. I know they went up.
They just recently went up.
We'll be 100 before we know it. Yeah. And remember the days where they didn't all have to be, you know, the ones to do magic?
Yeah. And they used to be made out of resin. And now they're made out of plastic. Woohoo! So anyway, apparently they're going to be upgraded. Obviously, that doesn't mean the quality of the wands. That means the technology. They do have, like, they have a lot of buildings built. Like, I wasn't sure how far along Epic Universe was. I didn't know if they were still in, like, the flattening area of the construction. But they, like, legitimately have buildings up for many of the lands.
Wow.
So they do have an image of what they believe to be the Ministry of Magic. At least this is the area on the map that people projected the Wizarding World was going to come to. And they have filed a lot of permits and patents that like point to a new Wizarding World attraction coming. And it makes sense that it would come to Epic Universe. So anyway, again, though, this is all speculation. This is really interesting, though. And if you don't want any spoilers, even if this is all theoretical, please skip forward. Or if you're listening live, mute us for a couple of minutes. I can have one of us type in there when we're done talking about it. So they say that it's going to be on the outside. It's going to look like Fantastic Beasts 1920s France. And you will enter into the Ministry of Magic in France. However, you will take the Flu Network to go to the Ministry of Magic in London, and the ride will take place in that Ministry of Magic.
I don't know how I feel about that.
It's weird.
I don't either.
I don't think I like that. Like, and let me tell you why I don't like that. Because that, to me, I don't want, I don't, sorry, everyone. I don't care about Fantastic Beasts, Paris Ministry. I'm dedicated to London.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, because we haven't, we don't know enough about
them. I guess, so
right. I'm not connected with it.
Because, like, I don't necessarily need them wasting real estate on, like, I'm walking through the ministry while I'm waiting in line. Like, if that wants to be Ministry of Magic France, like, okay, like, it was pretty.
But so I want, that. But, I like, want, the actual I want ride, what I know.
As long as the actual ride is what I know, like, I think I'll feel satisfied.
I'm not going to be able to ride it, probably. It's going to be some Forbidden Journey bogusness. By the way, can I just put this out to the masses? My, and I'm being sincere. I know I might sound sarcastic, but I'm not. My favorite types of messages are when people write to me and they say, my friend threw up on Forbidden Journey. And I'm just like, thank you for thinking of me when somebody pukes on that ride.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It brings me joy.
So Marguerite brings up a good point. Like, why can't it at least even maybe be Makuza? Like, Paris barely had screen time. If you were going to give it to anything, maybe Makuza, and then you could flew to the UK. But, like, why Paris?
So I'm intrigued. I don't know.
And I, that's why I'm like, I'm not sure if this is accurate. Sorry.
Right.
Did everybody see my... My watch pulled up a definition for influenza, and I don't know why.
Oh,
she
man.
Knows I've been talking about getting my flu shot.
I just got mine. Go get your flu shot, kids. So I don't know how I feel about that, but they say, so guests will exit the flu fireplace into the Ministry of Magic, prominently featured in Order of the Phoenix. They will pass by the ministry's impressive lobby statue, likely the Fountain of Magical Brethren. And the queue will take guests. Oh, okay. So that just seems so weird. Why am I going to enter into the Ministry of Magic France literally just to walk to a flu network to then flew to the UK?
Can you even do that? Can you even flew that?
They would
be
know.
Like, we got I a special permit.
I bet you it's because they've backed themselves into a corner by having to bring this attraction to another park instead of just building it at Universal Studios, because that's already London. So they can't have London in two places.
But do Makuza.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it will be. And this is just like a misinformation, you know?
Well, we don't know if any of this is true.
So it also says the queue will take guests past various ministry departments and offices to the load station, resembling elevator banks. The original vision for the attraction resembled Universal Studios Florida's defunct Confrontation attraction, with a ride vehicle suspended from an overhead track. The ride's concept has since changed to be more like the system.
Yeah.
More like the system of The Amazing Adventures of Spider-Man.
Which
more
is like Gringotts
screens. It will have a dual side station.
Why are they doing so many
like
screens
from Gringotts? They have so many rides that are like, I will genuinely be really disappointed if this is what this ride is. Okay. Anyway,
it's just something else I can't ride.
This is the part that's really weird. The
Wait,
plot
this
more weird.
The plot of the attraction is that guests are attending the sentencing of Dolores Umbridge.
Which
Death Eaters
didn't happen.
Right. Death Eaters arrive on the scene to free Umbridge, and the storyline will see the arrival of your three favorite Potter characters, Harry, Ron, and Hermione, to battle the evil and stop their evil plans.
So who are they getting to do this? If it's
they
screened?
Have reached out to Emma, Dan, and Rupert in the hopes that they will do it.
And if they don't, because they probably won't.
I don't know.
Rupert,
I guess it depends
Rupert
how much.
Would be like, maybe.
Rupert would do it. He actually has a lot going on right now, though, so maybe he won't.
Yeah, he's
I don't know.
Dad now, and he...
I'm just saying that. So, okay, And I was just I don't like any
of this because it's not canon.
I was just talking
about
this.
Not saying that Forbidden Journey is canon or Gringotts is canon or whatever.
But at least it fits into canon.
Right. At least it makes sense. Like, make it make sense.
Right.
Dumb.
I just think that Universal is on the precipice of overtaking, not overtaking, but finally becoming even with Disney in a lot of ways. The opening of Epic Universe is going to be huge for them. Huge. What did you say?
I said this ain't it.
No. This is a huge mistake, though, because the one thing that Disney has on them is just their rides are better. They put more thought and more time and more effort and more money into their rides than Universal does, and it shows.
Dude. It's Rise of the Resistance.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Like, but that would make me sick.
Tiffany,
but like, Rise of the Resistance.
Come off of that ride alive.
No.
I know, right? Tells such a good story without, like, you know, it's not, it's just, it's beautifully done.
And it's not even like just a ride. Like, it's an experience.
Mm-hmm. Like, they can make that, like, excuse me if we're going to spoil Rise of the Resistance for you. But like, with having the, mom brain, the First Order, like ordering you around and whatnot. Like, if you're going to bring Death Eaters back to be a part of this and be out in the open, say Voldemort's not dead. Like, you could totally have Death Eaters walking around and, like, ordering you around and doing things like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
really get, like, acting
make
involved
it a show.
For,
yeah. Why not? I think that they need more character experience at Universal, and it does, and in the Harry Potter, like, side of it. Like, do I get excited to see SpongeBob SquarePants in a parade? Yes. Did I scream? Yes. Was I excited to see Barty Potter? Of course. Did Homer cry because I didn't give him any attention? Yes. Those things bring me joy.
But, like, but those are magical moments.
Like, let's bring it to Harry Potter. Like, there's, like, hardly, I mean, you got your shows and whatnot, and sometimes you've got Death Eaters walking around
the
in
shows
October,
are the best
but
part.
Come on.
But, like, the shows are the best part. So, like, look at, like, the Celestina show. Like, so good. The
Tales
of Beedle the Bard. Amazing. The so frog. Good. Hogwarts choir, so fun. Mm-hmm. Like the Beauxbatons girls and the Durmstrang, like, gymnast.
I mean, they're truly missing out by not having, like, Lockhart walk around.
Correct.
Because, like, if you think about Diagon Alley, it's
that
where
that
his books
thing.
Are still really.
I think Universal wanted that and the author said no. Yeah,
that's a weep womp. I was gonna say, because, like, if Diagon Alley has books are for sale, so, like, Chamber of Secrets hasn't really, like, actually happened. So
what if
it would be
like
he
Lockhart
could sign
was there
stuff
signing and, books,
right? Sign stuff in Floors and Plots.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. There's lots of thoughts in my head, but
Universal
alas.
Hire us and allow me to work from home full time.
Yes,
thank
but
you.
Also at the park.
But also give me access to the parks for free. Thank you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
These are my demands.
Oh, man. So, anyway.
Demands,
that could,
Katie. They're nice asks.
That could be all a bunch of baloney. But that is
could
what they're
be.
Claiming, that this plot is going to focus on Umbridge's sentencing. So I'll be really interested to see what it turns into. A lot of the times these rumors do come out to be true, but who knows? Like I said, they don't really like they didn't really like cite their sources. So I don't know where they pulled this from, but
their butts.
I always like these kind of speculations, though. Like, I like reading about these kind of things and then just like seeing the development of it.
And seeing what happens.
I'm excited. Either way. Just please no more screens. Or do them better than you have.
Yeah. Yes.
Learn from Disney with, if you're going to do a screen ride, go and look at Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. That is a fantastic screen ride that is done so well.
Mm-hmm.
Universal needs to take a look. And also up your animatronic game, please, because that is what makes theme parks magical for me.
Agreed.
So anyway, that's it for the weekly profit. So make sure that you follow us on your preferred podcast listening platform and share this episode with your friends, because word of mouth is what helps us. So please share this episode, share us on your Instagram story, text a friend about us. We would so appreciate it. Also, if you would like to, we have a YouTube channel. You can go subscribe. It's Swish and Flick Podcast, and you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Swish Flick Cast. Our episodes are slowly going to be up to date on YouTube so that you can start listening again on YouTube if you would like to.
Woo!
That was something that we had to stop for a while, but now we don't have to. So
I only go on the tube of you.
What?
I only go on the tube of you.
The tube?
Yeah, she doesn't do YouTube.
Yeah.
You can also support us on Patreon if you would like to head on over to patreon.com/swishflickcast. Supporting our podcast keeps us going, genuinely. So thank you all so much for all of your support. And it also gives you access to the Felix Files episodes, our Discord channel, live recordings, trivia games, Swish Swag boxes, and more. If you would like to send your Potter story, we're always accepting them. Or you could just send us any questions, concerns, fun statements, stuff, whatever you want to send us within reason. You can do so to our email, which is swishflickcast@gmail.com.
Cool.
Yeah.
Way to be, Maggie.
What's like a... what's like a... I don't want to say because I think it's wrong. Trying to think about ghostly stuff.
It's time for the recap.
That was good. I'll take that. Okay.
I have to start my recap explaining what happened today. So last episode, I covered an entire episode in my section.
So we all kind of wondered a little bit why Katie's notes were so long last week.
Katie also wondered why.
You never said anything.
So I went to go do my notes and I was like, is there a part three? But I searched the episode title and I didn't see a part three. I should have asked. I didn't. I was like, wow, this is really long, but okay. So I did the whole thing.
She made it. She made it through.
And then Meg was doing her notes today and she's like, Kate, didn't we already talk about Harry being creepy and scaring Goyle? And I was like, yeah. She's like, that's where Tiffany's notes start. And I was like, oh, I finished the chapter.
I was like, I just like kept reading through it. I'm like, hold on, I think that we covered all of this. I'm so confused. And then I had to text Tiffany and be like, we don't have a doc for tonight because Katie literally talked about the entire episode.
Katie did the whole episode by herself. You should have just cut Katie's part and put it
just random stop. Oh my god. Sorry about that. Kudos to this team for rallying and getting this whole doc put together today.
Well, it started as one and turned into six, so we're good for a little while.
Anyway, so the true recap. Harry spent so much time trying to figure out how to break into Malfoy's room of requirement room. Snape is a real piece of trash because ghosts are transparent. Just saying. And Myrtle pops into the boys' room, like boys' bathroom, and spills some tea. And then Harry runs into Tonks after trying and failing again to break into the room of requirement. And he wonders, is she in love with Sirius?
Did anybody ever get like, what?
When Harry thought that? I did not think that.
It felt weird to me. Also, like, they're cousins.
Right. Yeah. Kate,
it felt weird to me. Truly.
Guys, I did my summary.
I'm proud of you.
You're amazing.
Thanks. I try. So, Ron is avoiding Lavender. We learn that Aragog dies and the trio does not want to go to the burial. Hermione nags Harry about the memory, but they come up with a good plan. Use Felix, but only as a last resort. Harry brews up something fun in potions and Slughorn is, of course, impressed. And before his last ditch effort of using Felix, Harry again fails to get the memory. He doesn't really even have a chance, honestly.
Harry.
All right. I'm trying to zoom in for these old eyes. There we go. Okay. Setting the scene. There's patches of blue sky appearing over the castle turrets, showing signs of summer. But Harry's in a mood. Dun, dun, dun! All right, so he has been thwarted by Malfoy and his efforts to get the memory from Slughorn, so he's feeling some type of way about it. And I feel like we've talked about this like over and over and over and over again, but Hermione's like, stop thinking about Malfoy and focus on getting the memory. And we constantly are having this conversation. So she's annoyed. All of us are annoyed. Come on. And the trio is sitting in the courtyard after lunch. Yes.
I think that this is proof that Harry has undiagnosed ADHD because he has hyperfixation. Because I have hyperfixation and I think I have undiagnosed ADHD. So Harry's hyperfixating on Draco.
Oh,
just he is.
Speaking of ADHD, I need to talk to my doctor and see if I, too, have that.
Same.
Yeah, I probably should talk to someone.
Mental health, my friends. Let's do it. Mm-hmm. Figure it out. So this is everybody's reminder to go talk to your doctors if you think something's going on with you. Don't take after us because we should have gone a long time ago.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on. So they just had lunch. And here's my lightning bolt round question for you. What was for lunch?
Roast chicken. What do you want for
lunch? Roast chicken. What are you having with it?
Mashed potatoes.
Okay. Wow, that's quite a lunch.
It's just a lunch portion.
That's a Hufflepuff.
I got enough fuel for the rest of the day.
I was going to say like a roast beef sandwich. You know,
What if I just had
a little au jus?
Yeah.
Ooh, au jus?
Au jus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about some sort of meat pie?
Totes. A what pie?
Meat.
A good old British pie.
Mm-hmm. I would like a toad in the hole for lunch.
Ooh.
A little parsnip action. Peas.
Some stew. Maybe
some currants.
Remember when I thought the parsnips were just underdone potatoes?
But I ate them anyway. She's like, I don't care.
I was like, these are pretty good.
You know, I don't feel up for this part.
I love them though.
So good.
Guys, we don't really eat parsnips that often here, okay?
We should.
We should.
Literally, except for at the Leaky Cauldron. That's the only place I've ever eaten them. Oh, good, good, good. All right. So Ron and Hermione are going to be taking their apparition test that afternoon, and they have a leaflet out for common mistakes. It's called Common Apparition Mistakes and How to Avoid Them, aka Don't Get Splinched. And so even after all the practice and study, they're still both really nervous, and rightfully so. That's like a big deal. Just disappear and reappear somewhere else.
Yeah.
And Ron is even more nervous than Hermione because he's also avoiding Lavender. So a girl like comes around the corner and he tries to hide behind Hermione. Also, if that would have actually been Lavender, you'd have been in big, big trouble for hiding behind Hermione of all people. And so she comes around the corner. And luckily for him, it was not her. And she goes, quote, Harry Potter? Is it a question mark? Said the girl. I was asked to give you this. Thanks. Dot, dot, dot. Harry's heart sank as he took the small scroll of parchment. Once the girl was out of earshot, he said, "Dumbledore said we wouldn't be having any more lessons until I got the memory." Who is this random girl asking if he is Harry Potter? This is the chosen one. Do not ask that question. You know the answer. Yes, this is Harry Potter. Luna Scar.
Just go right up to me. Him and be like, "Chosen one."
Do you think that it's do you think that it's like a younger student from one of Hagrid's classes or something?
He was, I don't like, know.
I don't know. It's so just random.
Give this to just Harry, like, Potter.
Hagrid gives this. Can you imagine? Random girl.
He's crying, by the way. So he's probably blubbering mess handing this just to some rando.
No, this is Patrick.
No, this is Patrick.
I'm not a Krusty Krab.
Oh, God. So Hermione is like, "Well, maybe Dumbledore wants to check in on you and see how you're doing and your efforts to get the memory." But it wasn't Dumbledore's handwriting that was on the parchment. It was a narrow, slanted, and that's not the word
untidying.
I wrote.
Untidying.
I don't know what I typed.
Untifying.
Untifying. Untidy scrawl that he found was kind of difficult to read because there's large blotches where ink had run. And so it says, "Dear Harry, Ron, and Hermione, Arigog died last night. Harry and Ron, you met him. And you know how special he was. Hermione, I know you would have liked him. It would mean a lot to me if you nipped down for the burial later this evening. I'm planning on doing it round dusk. That was his favorite time of day. I know you're not supposed to be out that late, but you can use the cloak. Wouldn't ask, but I can't face it alone. Hagrid."
Hermione is my favorite.
How did I say it?
So gravelly.
He's like, "Hermione.
Hermione.
Hermione."
Teefrid.
Beyond.
Oh, thank you. I'll be here all week. And so Harry shares the letter with Ron and Hermione, and they don't really have a sympathetic take on the contents of this letter. Hermione says, "Oh, for heaven's sake." And Ron says, "He's mental." But then he goes on to say, "That thing told its mates to eat Harry and me, told them to help themselves. And now Hagrid expects us to go down there and cry over its horrible hairy body."
I mean,
he's not wrong.
Okay. Jeez Louise, don't hide how you feel. I'm sure if they were in front of Hagrid, their reaction would have been much different. But
they also, like,
makes Hagrid, a rule.
Hagrid could have, like, had the burial earlier so that they won't get in trouble.
But it was his favorite time of day.
Did Harry and Ron ever tell Hagrid, like, "Hey, your best buddy from when you were a kid, like, I've tried to eat us"?
Yes.
No.
Did they?
I don't know.
Discord's lighting up right now. They're gonna let us know. We only run this podcast.
I don't know.
No, they're not talking about it. No? 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 Okay, no. Okay. So Hermione, like, looks past that and notes that Hagrid was asking them to leave the castle at night when security is super extra tight this year. And they would have been in bananas trouble had they gotten caught. And so Harry tells her that they've been out at night before to see him. But Hermione's really not interested in that take. They aren't going to save Aragog. He's already unalived. So we're not going. And Ron says that he would want to go even less if they were trying to save him. So he, like, made his feelings pretty clear.
Oh, Ron.
I never got over that teddy bear turning into a spider.
Oh. I wouldn't.
I'm not blaming him. I'm just saying.
That's pretty bad. Quote, "You didn't meet him, Hermione. Believe me, being dead would have improved him a lot." Ron is on in this book. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
So Harry takes the note back and he stares down at all the inky blotches all over it. Clearly, like, tears have clearly fallen thick and fast upon the parchment. "Harry, you can't be thinking of going," said Hermione. "It's such a pointless thing to get detention for." And I disagree.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of a really harsh take on her part. But we know that she can be a little harsh at times. Pointless to comfort your friend during a grieving period? Absolutely not. So,
Go ahead. Sorry.
I know you don't, like, not everyone understands Hagrid's love for, you know, beasts that you probably should be more fearful of. But, like, also, like, I say this all the time, like, don't harsh people's mallows over, like, being, enjoying what they love. Like, just because you enjoy something that I don't even, like, care about, I'm gonna be like, cool, I'm happy for you that you're taking joy in whatever.
Yeah.
I feel even like
if it tried to kill you.
I feel like her and Ron potentially are still, like, upset that Hagrid was mad at them for not taking.
Oh, you think so? I didn't even think about that at all, to be honest.
I don't know. Because I feel like normally they would understand and, like, agree that this is important to him. Like, I feel like that is slightly, I mean, like, I know Hermione can be logical, but, like, she breaks the rules every now and then whenever it is, like, something deemed important or something for a friend or something like that. Like,
yeah,
I wonder if there's some annoyance or something still there. And
maybe
that's why.
We also have to think that they're on the verge, in the eve of the day of, I guess, of their apparition test. So that's stressful.
There's a lot going on.
Kate, what were you saying?
When I read this and, like, I was like, oh, a letter from Hagrid. When's the last time they went and spent time with Hagrid?
Yeah, that's
not,
what I was
thinking. Not to our knowledge.
Like, it's been a long time.
Like, I was really trying to remember.
I don't know. Yeah.
And then I had to be like, are they still, like, is he still, like, upset at them? Like, no. They resolved that.
Yeah, but it still probably hurts.
Yeah, for sure. But, like, I mean, it's weird that they haven't gone.
I agree. And he's probably upset. I feel like he's taking kind of a step back from them because he's like, wouldn't ask. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And he always asks.
Yeah.
So I wonder if he wanted them to go down sooner when he was, like, actively dying. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And then he didn't ask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that is something he normally would have reached out for. I mean, he had them when they were 11 help take care of Norbert. So,
Norberta. But yeah, I feel like their whole relationship kind of, I bet he's pretty hurt still.
Yeah.
He seems the type to, like, hold on to that. And honestly, same. If a friend hurts you, you know, that's going to stick with you.
Yeah.
Because friendships have that trust factor, just like any kind of relationship would, whether it's romantic or platonic. And I feel like even though it might seem, like, silly on the outside, like, his trust was kind of broken when they didn't take his class again, which it wouldn't have been like that had they had a conversation. But that's a whole nother conversation about nobody having conversations with each other. So I think that his feelings were still hurt from all of that.
Yeah.
And maybe there's two.
Just some residual.
Because, like, it went both ways. It went both ways.
It did. Hagrid.
All right. My last little bit here. So Harry comes to the conclusion that Hagrid will have to bury Aragog alone. And Hermione agrees and suggests that Harry use the pretty much empty potions lesson that's going to be coming up to soften up Slughorn and get the memory. And Harry is like, 57th. I missed the first spell. Time lucky, you think? Let's see.
Yeah. But then it's Ron very suddenly goes, lucky. Harry, get lucky. And actually, even Hermione agrees with this, which I feel like is not common. Usually, they're not on the same page with plans. But she's like, yeah, that is a great idea. And she, like, is even thinking, why didn't I think of that?
Hermione's like, yes, the only way Harry will be successful
is if he's lucky with the potion.
Because he can't do it.
But Harry is skeptical because he's had some plans for this potion.
Oh,
are we
Mr.
ready?
Potter.
copy pasted this because it made me laugh a little bit. Harry did not answer. The thought of that little golden bottle had hovered on the edges of his imagination for some time. Vague and unformulated plans that involved Ginny splitting up with Dean and Ron somehow being happy to see her with a new boyfriend had been fermenting in the depths of his brain. Unacknowledged.
Okay. Seer.
Fear?
No, seer.
Oh, seer. I was like, fear? What?
That's what happens.
It is.
You're a seer, Harry.
Still there. Still there.
Just saying.
Unacknowledged except during dreams or the twilight time between sleeping and waking.
But then
Hermione's like, Harry, what do you think? And he ends up agreeing that there's a caveat. If you can't get him to cough, I put couch in my notes.
That's funny because Slughorn was a couch. He
was a squashy armchair.
It's all the same.
If he can't get him to cough it up this afternoon, then he will use Felix tonight. So Hermione's happy that everybody agrees they have a plan. Harry's going to get this done. She could check it off of her list of things to do, even though it's Harry's list of things to do. But, you know, she's been on top of it. So she's happy with the decision and then is practicing for the apparition test more. It's just like making Ron more nervous. He gets scared again because he thinks that he sees Lavender, but it's just the Montgomery sisters.
Ooh.
Yeah, we've never heard this name before, but Hermione knows them apparently. She informs us. So we learn, this is really sad actually, so just letting everybody know. Their youngest brother was killed by a werewolf. Hermione makes some comment about like how she wonders how they are or something like that. And Ron is like, why do you care how they are? And then Hermione explains this. So he was 5 and it is rumored to be the work of Fenrir Greyback. So the little brother was taken to St. Mungo's and died there during treatment. They could not save him. It's just like so freaking sad. Harry's surprised that he passed away though, because normally werewolves don't kill, they just bite. And that's when it's explained that it was Fenrir, and Harry gets very angry. But Hermione reminds him, like uses this situation to remind him that this is why it's so important for him to get the memory, because things like this will continue to happen if they don't stop Voldemort, and stopping Voldemort begins with getting the memory. And this is a very Hermione tactic, but it is a great one. Like, she uses Harry's anger and sadness to push him to try harder.
It's also just being honest.
It is.
Like, sometimes you need that honest truth to just, like, hit you in the feels, and then you can, like, da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah. Da-da-da. She's basically, like, reminding him of the cause. Like,
right.
You're upset about
this. This is what we're fighting for.
Yeah. This is what we have to do to fix it.
Give the Malfoy thing a rest. Get this memory.
But, like, that but is also...
It's all connected. but so they don't know that we know.
Right. They don't know that we know that they know that we know that they know. the bell rings and Ron and Hermione both look scared, and Harry is just very reassuring that they're gonna be fine, and he wishes them luck, and Hermione also wishes him luck, again reminding him, get the memory.
Hey there, did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So he heads down to potions, and there are only 3 of them in class today. And it is Harry, Draco, and Ernie Mac.
What a bunch.
He's basically the best.
Those are the worst.
Well,
I do not like him.
It's not as bad as Zachariah Smith.
Okay. What is that voice?
That
I
voice,
do not like
actually,
him.
We use that for our pets a lot.
It sounds like a vampire.
Do not look at me. That's oh, what yeah. use for it. I don't know why.
Do it sounds like Adam Sandler's vampire. What's that movie?
Do not say oh blah, blah, blah. Hotel Transylvania.
Blah, I love blah, that movie. Oh, we have to watch that this month.
I'm down.
So Slughorn sounds rather cheerful when he asks if they're all too young to apparate, and since there are so few of them, he wants to have a fun lesson. So
fundatory.
Right. So he says to brew him up something amusing, and Ernie sounds like a butt kisser.
Read it. Read it like Ernie Mac.
What?
Read it like Ernie Mac.
Read what?
Do you not have the quote in there?
Oh, I didn't put the quote. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
And Draco sounds annoyed. He's just
when
like
is he not.
I think he goes.
He hates everything
amusing.
These days. Amusing.
If we what? Were at oh, pig farts, we wouldn't have to do this.
What? Oh. Pig farts. I think he goes amusing. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm. He gets a little.
It means do whatever you think Slughorn's gonna like.
Yep.
Right. Slughorn kind of just like blows that off, doesn't really like take the sass, and he's just like, oh, surprise me.
He can't be bothered today.
What if Draco just like made something that they made in first year?
Dude, this is the this is the Muggle world equivalent of bringing in the TV cart.
Yeah,
putting on a magic school bus.
Oh my god, those are the best days. When you heard that thing rolling down the hall, you're like,
I was like, is it my classroom?
Right on the magic school bus. River of love.
Or sometimes we put on like, what was that, Schoolhouse Rock?
Yeah.
Really?
I always loved in like high school when we would watch a movie because it would take like 3 days.
Yeah, the best.
So fun.
The best.
We used to watch Monty Python and the Holy Grail in English all
That's
the time.
Awesome.
How have we all become certified adults?
We shouldn't be.
No.
Shouldn't be allowed.
No.
I'm a parent. I made people.
I made humans.
How okay. is that allowed?
That's a great question. You're That's questionable. A great question.
Got little Tiffany spawns running around.
That Lana run, she was.
Oh my god.
That was a really like good impression of her.
It was, wasn't it? It's almost like we look alike.
It's almost like you made her.
Oh man.
Okay. Surprise me. Malfoy's looking sulky. Clearly thinks this lesson's a waste of time.
Dude, this class is ridiculous.
Yeah. You don't get upset about the TV cart day, okay?
Truly. Like make sure you want.
Yeah. And Harry is, like, for sure determined that Malfoy's upset because he can't be spending this time in the Room of Requirement. You're not wrong, Harry, at all. He's got a lot of other things going on.
Yeah.
This, to him, is a waste of time. So Harry's, like, looking at Malfoy because, you know, he probably fancies him or something. And he's like, man, he's looking thinner like Tonks. He's more pale, his skin is kind of grayish, and he's thinking probably because he hasn't seen much daylight. And he notes that he doesn't have, like, his usual smugness, there's no excitement, he doesn't have that air of superiority, and none of that swagger that was in the book. I loved that. None of the swagger he had on the train when he was boasting about his mission from Voldemort. So Harry is deciding, this mission, whatever it is, it's not going well. And that cheered him up.
Gonna kill him.
Yeah.
Sadness.
So Harry's looking through his advanced potion making book and he picks what's the word I'm looking for? Would recipe be the right thing for a potion?
Instructions?
Yeah, instructions probably. That is like very heavily corrected, which is like smart because so far it's got to be really good. So he picks an elixir to induce euphoria. So it's exactly what Slughorn asked for, and it might put Sluggy in a pretty good mood, and then Harry can just persuade that memory right out of him.
Clever girl.
Yeah. So according to the wiki, the elixir to induce euphoria is a sunshine yellow potion that induces a sense of inexplicable, irrational happiness upon the drinker.
I would love that.
Right?
That's honestly, okay, when we get in our slap happy weird moods and we can't stop laughing at night in hotel rooms, that's this potion.
Yes, 1,000,000%.
Yeah.
Does that nice man know that I don't live here?
If only he had gotten Slughorn to try it.
I know, probably
it was
worked.
A good idea.
It was. According to this wiki page, we have like a list of how to brew it, like the concoction of it, and the.
Oh, I wonder if it from like a video game.
It's the little like thing that tells you what's that called?
It says see this video.
Yeah, what is that called though? Like the thing that the link to it. What is that called? The source. Thank you, Mia. The source that is cited.
What's going on?
This source is ridiculous.
What is it?
What is it?
It's just a weirdo video.
It's just a YouTube video.
Is that like Sarah's fake website?
Oh, wait. It's the Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince movie game.
Okay, so it's actually real.
Oh.
Okay.
Well.
It's a video of them making it. Interesting.
There's peppermint and shrivel fig and porcupine quills.
What's the peppermint? Beans.
I'll tell you about the peppermint.
Tell me about peppermint.
And wormwood.
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 Wormswort. Wormswort.
So an hour and a half later.
Nothing more suspicious than frog's breast. I won't have another spoonful.
I haven't watched that yet this year.
What? I've watched it like 10 times.
I know. I need to.
We're very invested in Grey's Anatomy over here.
You're wasting your October.
I know.
We need to watch it.
No, we're taking a break and doing Marvel because I want my mom to watch the Marvel movies before we go to Avengers Campus at Disneyland.
Oh, that's a great idea. Great idea.
Mm-hmm. Source. Source, yes. An hour and a half later, Slughorn is, of course, praising Harry. He's really liking the
addition. Harry, my boy.
Right. He's really liking his addition of the peppermint. A stroke of inspiration that would counterbalance the occasional side effects of excessive singing and nose tweaking. Apparently. Quote, I really don't know where you get these brain waves, my boy, unless it's just your mother's genes coming out in you.
She got totally. No business wearing jeans.
So Harry's like relieved that Slughorn hasn't caught on to his use of the potions book, because like in the middle of that sentence he kind of like shoves his book further away. Ernie's looking real grumpy because he wanted to try and take this chance to outshine Harry. He had tried to invent his own potion. It had curdled. I didn't know potions could curdle. And
that's
it turned
disgusting.
Into a purple dumpling.
Dumpling. You eat it?
I wouldn't.
Poor Ernie Mac.
Dumpling.
Mm-hmm.
He was not
basically
not basic.
The bear.
Take me a coat.
Disney Co. We really should keep a tally so that we know who actually ends up owing Cokes to each other.
We should. I agree. Need a Google Doc.
Google Doc.
Wait, can we make it in Discord? Is that a thing we could tally in Discord?
Oh my gosh, Vinny,
yeah, can Danny
can
DeVito do it?
Can Danny DeVito
Vinny?
Tally?
Vinny's like,
Cokes.
Sure.
per person. So like we have to like add the Coke tally sheet like per person.
It has to be Disney Cokes though.
Yeah. Disney Coke tally. Disney Coke tally sheet.
Or the good Coke at the movie theater where you can put the cherry Coke in.
Yes. Freestyle.
Jinx. Jinx somebody.
Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
Tally Ray.
Then when we go on our next trip, we'll know who needs to buy who Cokes.
Right.
And how many.
A whole Coke fund. That sounds not okay. Don't do drugs.
You guys
Coca-Cola
should go to
fund. Coca-Cola fund.
Be at Disney when I'm at Disney in June.
Okay.
Just saying.
All right. I mean, I'm always done for a Disney
Twist
show.
My arm.
Oh, where are we here?
Watch me say no.
Curdled purple dumpling.
Yes, purple dumplings.
So Malfoy did a hiccuping solution, which for a kid who's got a lot on his plate, that's amusing, right? Like, you understood the assignment. Great. He just gets a, it's passable.
What's the point of that potion?
I don't know. Hiccups suck.
They hurt sometimes.
Make me angry.
She does get
white. You get irrationally angry.
I do, actually, because like for some reason I have a really hard time getting rid of them once I get them. So like I will actually get mad.
You also you get them like for weird stuff.
Yeah, I get them from drinking
eat
pop.
A bite of bread.
Meg will like inhale the scent of bread and she's already hiccuping before it's even like hit her stomach.
A single sip of pop.
Yep.
Hiccup.
Yep.
Do you want to know a way to get rid of them?
How do you do it?
My dad taught me this. So this is like backwoods stuff, guys. Hope you
tell me.
Are ready.
Is this a dad joke or is it real?
No, it's real. And I do it if they hurt too bad and they won't stop. A little bit of salt on a spoon and some vinegar. Drink it. Yeah, it works. I think it just shocks your system.
Right.
Do you want to know what actually, and I need to just do this more often because it almost always works for me, is I just eat a spoonful of peanut butter.
A spoonful of peanut butter.
If you eat a spoonful of peanut butter and like
go down,
try to like swallow that whole bite at once.
Yeah, I bet it like blocks your airway just long enough to raise
probably
it.
Like
it works. Listen, sometimes I'm desperate.
I know. I've
and the hiccup
it.
Bounces off the peanut butter canopy back down.
The peanut butter canopy. That's the episode title.
Just saying, I could see it visualize.
Oh god,
it's a very sad little hiccup.
Oh my god, all these people in the chat saying drinking water upside down, I would drown.
That does not work for me. I tried it.
I would not make it. So
peanut butter almost always works for me. If it doesn't
I'd rather
work,
chug
let me tell you.
Vinegar spoon.
I get real.
Aww, is there a bingo?
Bingo.
Tiffany upset because it's a Ravenclaw.
Sorry, they've been wanting too much. Sarah left and they're like, we gotta win every single one.
Oh my god.
They're keeping it alive for the sauce monster.
Oh, all right, I wrote it down for later on.
Oh my gosh. I love
oh
it.
Boy, that's okay. Funny. All right. The bell rings. Ernie and Malfoy are like, bye. We totally sucked at this class. So it's just Harry and Slughorn. And Harry says, sir? But Slughorn immediately glanced over his shoulder. When he saw that the room was empty but for himself and Harry, he hurried away as fast as he could. And Harry tries to call after him. And it's like, it's not funny, but he's like, but Professor, don't you want to taste my potion? But he's already gone.
I am the chosen one.
Please come back. Come back. Sad. He is. Man, is her name Rose?
Her name is Rose.
Okay,
he's Rose Dawson.
And Slughorn is Jack.
Dude, I did not know where that was from, and now I okay. There was room on the door. We're leaving it at that.
There was room on the door.
Correct.
That little like half try they did. Come on.
Yeah.
Kids in pools on pool noodles try harder than that. I'm just saying. There was room. It's all about balance. Okay, so Harry tries to call after him. Pretty sad. He is disappointed. He packs up his things and he like is described as like slowly making his way back to the common room.
Ron like Charlie Hermione, Brown walking.
Right. Ron and Hermione return later that afternoon, and Hermione very excitedly tells Harry that she passed. And he's like, awesome, what about Ron? And she answers for him and says Ron had just failed. Quote, it was really unlucky, a tiny thing. The examiner just spotted that he'd left half an eyebrow behind.
Now, if it was present time, they wouldn't have even noticed because everybody's shaving half their eyebrows.
It's true.
Just saying.
It's Are true. They?
They're doing that little like thing.
Right now?
Yeah, the little like notches in the eyebrow.
Yeah. That's the it's thing, a thing, man.
Oh. Apparently, I did not know.
Does it have meanings?
I have no idea.
I'm so behind on this.
Dude, all I knew back in the day was the jelly bands. Those had meanings, okay?
Oh yeah.
Jelly bands?
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh, yeah. You know, like the wrists.
They're just like dumb.
The bracelets that were just like jelly. Like not jelly, but they're jelly like
jelly band threw me off. I know what you're talking about. The bracelets. Okay. All right, so eyebrows are a thing now. Got it.
Yeah, so nobody would have even noticed. Ron, you were just born in the wrong time.
It's true.
Sorry. Yeah.
Otherwise, he could have already had half of an eyebrow, and then they would never
Right. Discord is showing me eyebrows.
Yeah, see,
why are we doing this? For fashion?
Yeah. I have no idea.
All right. Even get on with yourself. Shave those brows.
Yeah. So then she
asks, however, I'm going to keep these.
Called style, people. So then she asks Harry how it went with Slughorn, and Harry goes, no joy. I've never heard that expression ever. I've heard like no dice, but no joy. Just as Ron joined them, and he says, bad luck, mate, but you'll pass next time. We can take it together. Which is, again, like, I really liked that Harry told him that in the previous chapter, which was probably supposed to be this episode, but I said it last episode. And Ron says, yeah, I suppose. But half an eyebrow, like, that matters.
It does when you get splinched later.
Right?
Missing fingernails.
Mm. What if it had been, like, a chunk of your face and not just the hair of your eyebrow? That's not okay. Could have
been a chunk of his arm. Like, what happened?
Right?
Ooh.
What if that happened and he was like, I get why the eyebrow matters.
Missed opportunity.
Yep. That's where I stopped. And where I'm Katie supposed actually to. Stops.
All thank right, you, Catherine.
Mm-hmm. Oops.
Give me some questions.
I did not spell DeVito's correctly while pulling these questions. All right.
I'm trying to incorporate my own lightning bolts, but like back in the old days.
I know. I'm going to work on it.
Because I feel like...
Ooh, I have one. I'll just do it late. Oh.
Okay.
What potion would you have brewed in Slughorn's class?
Let's see.
I definitely would not have tried to invent something.
No,
that seems foolish. I think I would have done maybe Prepper Up potion. If that makes you feel better.
Is there some sort of like giggle potion?
Probably.
Probably, yeah.
Is there a potion that makes you tell amazing dad jokes?
What's the one that makes you feel peaceful? A draft of peace.
Yeah. That.
I would have tried that one.
That's good.
Yeah.
What else?
All right.
We need to name Katie's potion.
The dad joke potion?
Yeah.
Not your father's potion.
Father humors.
Like, not your father's root beer.
Yeah.
I like it. Okay. Marguerite, do you think Hagrid would be understanding if he heard Ron and Harry tell him about Aragog after the events in Chamber of Secrets?
Say it again, I'm sorry.
Do you think that Hagrid would have been understanding of them not wanting to come to Aragog's funeral if he had known about the events in Chamber of Secrets?
I think he would have still asked them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that so he too. Probably wouldn't have believed that that was actually what happened. He would have been like, not what he meant.
Yeah.
Water under the web.
There would have been some, like, you know, you make up excuses for stuff like that. You just do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He probably just didn't sleep well that night, and he's old.
Yeah. Oh, Hagrid. Addie asks, what is your favorite time of day since we learned Aragog's?
My favorite time of day?
Golden hour.
I love mornings.
Yeah. I like when the sun is coming up, and then I like when the sun's going down, but like specifically when everything is like super golden. Yeah. Dawn and dusk.
I feel like I literally never would have said this until I started working at Starbucks, but I do really enjoy the early mornings.
Yeah.
Not 4 a.m. early, but I enjoy, like, if I were to get up at like 7 and be able to just like sit out on the porch with coffee and read for a little bit, like that is probably my favorite time of day. It's nice and cool, especially like in Florida.
Yeah,
it's quiet. Yeah.
It's like a quiet calm to the early morning. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Sunrise is dope.
Yeah.
It is. Especially at the beach.
Yes. We did that one time. We drove to the beach to watch the sunrise. It was great.
It was amazing. We packed snacks. We baked little mini muffins the night before.
Mm-hmm. We should do that again before we move.
Let's do it.
Okay. Let's see. Raven Puff Pride, if you were at Hogwarts at the time, would you read the Daily Prophet and be confronted with bad news, or would you rather be oblivious? I wish that there were other sources besides just the Daily Prophet, because because it's interesting, because like I feel like the world's kind of parallel sometimes in terms of like the media and whatnot, like the real world and Harry Potter. So it's like dealing with the media and stuff a lot. Like I have found my way with taking in news, and it took me a long time to get there to do it in a healthy way.
Mm-hmm.
And it would not be the Daily Prophet if I was in Hogwarts. Like I found this specific shout out to Regine and Kelly because they told me about it and I freaking love it. It's called like 1440 News. Mm-hmm. And you just get an email every morning, and it is like there's no pictures or anything. It just gives you like very basic descriptions of like important things that happened the previous day. And if you want to read more, there's links to click in, but you don't have to read more. It's not just like there. And it also is like they do a good job of picking things that are good to read about. It's like you're not just like inundated with like bad news. They do a good job of giving you a variety of bad and good as well. So like,
yeah, I agree.
I would need really to helpful. Find something like that. So I don't think that I wouldn't want to be oblivious, but I wouldn't want to read the Prophet.
Yeah.
That was a long-winded answer. I'm sorry.
Well, it's hard to be woke, you know, but
yeah,
it's important at the same time.
You have to find a balance. Yeah. And it took years, honestly, for me to find a balance, but I have finally in it.
For the better.
Sometimes I still go down rabbit holes, but I've done better.
You got better.
I got better. Let me tell you. Back in 2016, I followed a lot of local news stations. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah.
I took many steps away from Facebook. I took many steps away from Twitter, and it has
literally why I'm not on Twitter anymore.
Facebook and Twitter can be really toxic.
Yeah.
So
you're toxic. I'm slipping under.
Um, Okay, I'm just gonna pick like two more. Mia asks, what dairy product did Ernie Mac put in his potion that curdled?
Milk.
Wait, what?
What dairy product?
I was like, milk.
What dairy product did Ernie Mac put in his potion that curdled?
Somebody in the chat said Nagini milk.
Ew.
That's nasty.
I think he put Greek yogurt.
Greek yogurt.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of like a weird Fantastic Beast, but I'm blanking now.
Niffler milk. Okay, last one. I'm going to throw some points to Gryffindor here because they need help. Marguerite asks, how many Danny DeVito's make up an Aragog?
Oh my god.
I don't know. Somebody.
A lot.
How big is Aragog?
First of all, rude. Second of all, I don't know how big Aragog is. Is he the size of a car?
How big is Aragog? He's 18 feet.
Okay, let's do the...
Wait.
Do the little conversion.
Yeah, he has an 18-foot leg span.
Vinny's typing. I'm sure he's doing the conversion.
Go, Vinny, go.
Vinny, just do it, honey.
Yay,
just do
thank
it.
You. It's 3.732 DeVito's.
Oh, look at that. Three. Magical. Almost three. But that's just right. Height, says Kara. Let's Ravenclaw this.
What's the weight?
So much happening.
Okay. Fan story time.
Fan story.
Please. Okay. This fan story comes from Jamie from June of 2019.
Ah, the old news.
Ah, the old news. Dear Tiffany, Megan, Katie, and Sarah. I know this is said time and time again, but I don't know what my childhood would have been like without Harry Potter to get me through it. I was bullied rather ruthlessly from elementary school even up until high school. I think this is why Goblet of Fire and Order of the Phoenix are tied for my two favorite books. I would read and relate to what Harry was going through, namely being ostracized by his schoolmates and the wizarding world, and it gave me the strength to carry on like he did. The Potter books helped me see that there was hope and a future beyond those dark times. It also provided an escape into a world of make-believe. My best friend, who lived right down the street from me, and I started acting out Harry Potter, usually in our bedrooms or our backyards, just a few months after the first film came out. At first, we would reenact specific scenes from the film. The first Fluffy encounter was a favorite of ours. But
oh
as we
gosh,
got...
That's really cute.
I know. But as we got older, we created our own plot lines, new villains, and inside jokes. We even made our own wands out of sticks. We had no idea what LARPing or fan fiction was at the time, but now I realize that's what we were doing.
I seriously
so
love that.
That's
I love
so,
that
yes.
so much.
She would play Harry, and I had the task of playing both Ron and Hermione, which I still don't know how I accomplished.
Very talented.
Even if one of my classmates called me fat or annoying or worse that day, I knew I could look forward to meeting up with her after school and traveling to Hogwarts through our imaginations. Oh, that's sweet. We finished our own version of the saga sometime when I was in eighth grade. Looking back, we were surprisingly accurate about a few of the events in the last books, namely nice. The road narrative in Deathly Hallowed. Hallows, which involved us wandering around in wooded areas dramatically because hashtag nerds, and Harry's sacrifice. I partially credit these role-playing games with sparking my creativity and aptitude for both writing and acting, especially with a British accent. It also solidified the bond I share with my best friend, who I consider to be like a sister. We've been friends now for over 21 years.
Amazing.
And I'm 26, so almost my entire life. She teaches English in South Korea, and I live in New York, but we talk regularly, see each other once a year, and always send each other Harry Potter memes.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I continue to use my storytelling abilities to write freelance arts and entertainment articles for a variety of publications. I'm also still performing in community theater plays and musicals. As many people who survive bullying can attest to, those experiences left somewhat of a mark on me. I struggle with anxiety and depression, and it's still hard for me to trust people. However, Harry Potter remains my go-to when I need some cheering up, and I know Hogwarts will always be there to welcome me home. Thank you for all, Thank you all for creating such an amazing content for this fandom with this podcast. Yours truly, Jamie.
Thank you, Jamie.
Dude.
I feel super, like, relatable.
Yes.
Yes. We would have 100% played together.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
That just reminds me of, like, me running around the field pretending I'm in Lion King. Like, I would have totally wandered the woods with you. And I would have played Ron if you needed me.
Me and my cousin wandered around and played Pokemon. Like, we were Pokemon trainers, you know? Like,
that's awesome.
Totally.
I love that.
I played librarian.
That's role playing too.
No.
Nerds.
Yeah. No, I used to set up Super Mario levels in my house.
That's amazing.
Me and my friend who played library also played Harry Potter.
Yeah.
I remember we would pretend to go to Hogwarts and like it was a thing that like I would pick out the best looking books to be the wizarding books and we would like say which books were which. It was like a whole thing. Basically, that type of play for me was like setting up.
Yeah.
All I wanted to do was set up to play it.
Yeah.
I didn't actually always end up playing it.
There's an episode of Bluey about that.
Is there really?
Pretty much.
Freaking love Bluey.
Takes them forever to set up. It's funny.
That should go on the bingo card. We're talking about Bluey.
Bluey?
Bluey.
Yeah. Bluey is amazing.
Chef's kiss.
Give me a joke.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Jamie, for your story.
Yes, Jamie.
All right. This is a conversation between two people. Harry says, are you meeting your family at King's Cross Station? Ron says, no, I've known them for years.
Oh, my God.
That was good.
If you would like to follow your hosts on social media, you can do so by finding me and Katie on Instagram and TikTok at the Petrus Family and finding Tiffany on Instagram and TikTok at tiffswish_flick.
Woo! I have things to report.
Bring it on.
Okay. We went to the pumpkin patch this past weekend. And we got little pumpkins and Miss Rose ran around and James literally was like in his little bear suit just looking around like, oh my gosh, what is all this? And he fell asleep.
Are you going to carve pumpkins?
Yeah, we won't carve them until later, though.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're going to do. Marty and I used to do some pretty elaborate stuff. And then like anymore, it's just kind of like a face. I'm sure we'll get back to doing like
Katie's crazier done ones.
What have I done?
I can cool I can share them next recording what we've done. But yeah, so we did that and we fed the little goats that were there. And I don't know if I've fed goats before, but I was really surprised with how like soft their little goat lips are.
Goat
they're
lips
like, cheep, 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 cheep. Eating the little food out of your hand. They're like super fuzzy. I loved it. I loved those little goats. And what am I doing? Getting ready to go back to work. I'm planning some lessons. Like when I go back, I hope these kids are ready for some themes because we're going back and we're starting our pumpkin unit and I am so freaking excited.
That's amazing.
So it's basically what I do. We know we have a lot of teachers that are listening and everybody likes to talk about like cross-curricular stuff. So basically I pick a couple of anchor texts and I theme around those as well as incorporate it into science and math. So like for math, we'll do measurement and data standards and then science, we'll do life cycle and parts of a pumpkin. So that's how we just do it for like a couple of weeks. And then in the end, I have them actually do like the measurement and data like on the pumpkins. Does it sink or does it float? Count how many seeds are on the inside. And if I can get somebody to carve it for me, I will. I don't trust myself carving pumpkins. So I always get somebody else to carve a face into it for me and we let it up. So that's what I'm doing.
It's amazing.
Being cute and adorable.
I love carving pumpkins.
I'm done.
Me too. When we move back next fall, we're carving again. But like here, they literally last for like a day because of the heat. So it's just like not even worth it.
Very well, expensive here.
Our squirrel already ate our neighbor's pumpkin. Like full on. Alana named it.
You guys have a lot of squirrels and a lot of rabbits as well in that area.
Yeah, and rabbits live under our deck.
Crazy.
So yeah, our squirrel ate it already.
What have I done? Oh, I started Kingdom of Ash.
I did. I mean, that's SJM though.
Yeah, I didn't want to, but I was like, I had just finished Jeanette McCurdy's book, and I like to listen to a book while I drive to and from work. And I was like, you know what? Stop putting it off. Just listen to it.
You got a good chunk of reading in during that time.
Yeah, so I started Kingdom of Ash. It is sad, but it is good. And I'm fully invested again. I am not going to be able to stop listening. I can already tell.
Good.
Yeah.
I need you to be done with it.
I know. Katie, you're very far behind. You have to start throwing glass. I know, but it's very.
Get ready to get hurt again, my love.
You'll like it. You will like it.
You'll like it a lot. Good.
It's much more.
So many.
It's like much more of a focused fantasy book than like fantasy smut. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Yes.
It's good though. If anybody has any, I literally shouldn't ask for recommendations, but if anybody has any recommendations of like good things that they've read recently, always feel free to hit me up. I know I like whenever somebody tells me a book to read and I already have it on my shelf and it's already on my list, because that just like bumps it up further. I'm like, oh, I should read that one like sooner because like people are telling me about it. Yeah, if anybody has any good suggestions, let me know. I want to do a handful of spooky reads. I'm probably not going to get through a lot this month. I just know, but I want some spooky reads. So let me know what you got.
Pick up a Stephen King.
I have The Shining, and I've wanted to read it for a really long time. I should do that this month.
Have you seen Misery?
I've never seen or read anything by Stephen King.
You've never seen Misery?
No.
Okay, I need you to read that instead.
Misery. It's a really good movie, so I bet it's a really good movie.
Ooh, I do have Verity. Actually, Tiffany gave me Verity. I want to read that this month too, so.
Yeah, I picked up Verity, and then Sarah walked into my house and she saw that I was on like page one and she goes, don't read it. And I was like, oop, okay. And I trust her. She said I'd be triggered by it. So I was like, here, Megan, do you want it? But yeah, read Misery. Please read Misery, actually. Please.
Okay, I will. I feel like I have nothing else going on besides that. We're getting ready to go to Denver. I'm very excited to go to Denver. We have like a free day before LeakyCon, and we're going to go see some fall foliage, maybe hit up the zoo.
Foliage.
Go hit up the zoo, maybe. We'll just see what happens. Get some good dinner. I don't know. So, yeah.
Get Tiffany Broncos gear.
If you want. I can get you something, I suppose.
I know you love me. Kate, what are you doing?
Tonight's my last night as a 31-year-old.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do with all your time?
I don't know. I ran the furthest that I've ever run this past weekend. My ankle's not happy about it. We're working on it. Still reading the same books, but I'm progressing. Something Wilder is wild.
It's good, though, isn't it?
No, it's very good. It went somewhere I did not expect in a good way.
Yeah, that book was shocking, but like in the best way.
Like my mouth dropped open and I texted Meg immediately. I was like,
what? I was like, yeah, just keep going.
Jen, that hurts my soul. Happy half of 62.
Oh my God.
Anyway, yeah, I'm excited to go to Denver. More LeakyCon things. It's going to be
I'm so
crazy.
Excited for LeakyCon.
Yeah, it's going
to
be fun.
They just asked us to join more panels. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I did not know that.
Yeah, we literally just got the email, so I'm really excited.
You're working. Oh my God. You are working this
That's
trip.
That's exciting. That's exciting. Yeah. Thank you, everyone in Discord. That's very sweet. But yeah, that's about it.
Yeah.
I think.
Cool.
Sweet. as we said before, shout out to Ravenclaw. They got a bingo specifically to Kara. Congratulations. And yeah, that means that the house standings are at Ravenclaw in first for with 1860, Hufflepuff in second with 1313, Slytherin in third with 1223, and Gryffindor in fourth with 660.
Don't laugh.
Guys, we need some more Gryffindors. We need Gryffindors in the Discord.
I'm sorry everybody was so jealous that we, like, did so well in the books and our colors are right.
Vinny, did you just give 3 points to Gryffindor?
Again? You devil man!
Oh, I get it. I'm sorry. You're trying to make it a scary number.
Give me one more. Man. I can't have that number hanging over my head for a week.
It's Vinny, encouragement.
You're about to be grounded.
Oh my
Jeez
gosh.
Louise.
What's this episode for?
I can't watch that gif. I can't watch it.
It's such it's my favorite thing.
Oh,
this episode
Sarah.
Is for.
All right. What is this for? For Vinny getting grounded?
Euphoria and peanut butter.
Yeah, which those things go hand in hand.
Truly.
It's for peanut butter canapes.
Canape.
What a wild ride. All right. Well, that concludes this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening. And don't let the muggles get you down.
Amazing. Just my voice.
Here we go. Did my notes today because Katie likes to do notes.
You know what?
Yeah, we didn't tell Discord the last episode we recorded.
Wait, it's in my recap.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay, good. All right, here we go.
You can tell it though when I get to
no,
it.
No, go. For
I'll
it.
Intro it and then you can tell it.
No, you tell it. You're the one that did it. It's your story to tell.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for joining us tonight. It was so much fun. We're not going to be back until next week because Kate and I are going to be at LeagueCon.
Freaking grounded, Vinny. The devil's number in this. Terrible.
Oh my God.
Terrible.
Bye, Swishers.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.